Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So before we start off, let's do it the correct way. If you turn to Surah An-Nahl and you see verse number 98, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you recite the Quran Sharif, then seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan the accursed. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Every surah you'll find بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, except for the surah, and that is surah At-Tawbah, that is chapter number 9. There you won't find. And there's reasons for that. And one easy reason is this, the scholars have mentioned that if you take the surah before it, so that ties in with that surah and the theme continues. So not to break the theme, Bismillah is not mentioned. There's other reasons as well. But here we're focusing on the heart of the Quran Sharif. The heart of the Quran Sharif. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and this is a narration you can find in Al-Bazar, Akhrajah Al-Bazar, you can find similar words, and we'll go into it just now. The starting few words is the same in Tirmidhi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna li kulli shay'in qalban. Everything has a heart. Take your body. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Search within yourselves. Have you not taken lesson? Have you not taken benefit to see what is happening? Certain systems you cannot see, procedures, processes, digestive system, who can see that? Unless you're going to use some sophisticated equipment. But nonetheless, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَلْبًا. Everything has a heart. وَقَلْبُ الْقُرْآنِ يَاسِينَ. And the heart of the Qur'an is Surah Yasin. Then in this particular narration of Al-Bazar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that I would love وَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. I would love that this is in the heart of every. وَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. I wish that this is in the hearts of every ummati of mine. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wish and desire. Then you come and you see the narration of Tirmidhi. This is absolutely wonderful. And you know, whether they can come and say da'if or not, Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah has placed it in his kitab. And yes, it is, you'll say it is quite a bit of weakness in it. But to use a weak hadith for, to use a weak hadith for fadail, there is an accepted fact. The hadith starts off the same way, inna li kullin. Anas radiallahu anhu is saying, عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء قلبا. Everything has, إن لكل شيء قلبا. Everything has a heart. وقلب القرآن ياسين. And the heart of the Quran is ياسين. من قرأ ياسين, whoever reads ياسين, كتب الله له بقراءتها قراءة القرآن عشر مرات. Oh, this is a beautiful, beautiful virtue. Whoever recites the Yasin, Allah Azza wa Jal will recite, or Allah Azza wa Jal will write down for the reciter of Surah Yasin the recitation of the Quran Sharif عشر مرات. 10 times reciting the Quran Sharif. 10 khatams. You read Surah Yasin, I made 10 khatams. So 10 khatams. When you see Surah Al-Ikhlas, on this basis, if you see the narration is in Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, whoever reads Surah Al-Ikhlas, then it is equivalent to a quarter of the Quran Sharif. No, sorry. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Whoever reads Surah Al-Ikhlas, it is a third of the Quran Sharif. It is a third of the Quran Sharif. It's equivalent in terms of its rewards. That's the weight it holds. So Surah Yasin, Ya Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that it is equivalent to 10 times reciting the Quran Sharif. So this is part, you can find this here in Tirmidhi. It is mentioned under Fada'ilul Qur'an, under that particular chapter. Then, if you look at the narration of Ibn Hibban, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra'u ala mawtakum Yasin. Recite Surah Yasin upon your deceased. Meaning that the deceased is about to pass away. Now, the themes of Surah Yasin, it carries such a positive message to the person who's about to leave this temporary world and be lodged into Barzakh. That is that place where the transit period, you will be sitting in there and then resurrected from there. This all mentioned also in Surah Yasin, you can find it there, which we're going to come to. So when you look at now the foundational aspects of Surah Yasin, this is what we want to focus on in the next few minutes. It has iman, belief in resurrection. These are the themes that it speaks about. Themes of resurrection and themes of the people of the village. This is all going to become part and parcel of the discussion. Also, proofs of the oneness of the sustainer of Allah, of the sustainer of the entire universe. So, evidence, pure proofs to show you that, see, this is how this is done. Look at the sun, look at the moon. All these signs pointing out to the proofs and the wonders of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you see, how does the surah start? The surah starts off with a qasam. Surah Yasin, it starts off with a qasam. Hurufa muqatta'at. Yasin. So the qasam is the authentication of wahi and the confirmation of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message. The surah speaks also of the rejection and kufr of the hell-bent kuffar and their ways on deviation. They rejected Allah's message, which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down with, the Quran Sharif. They rejected Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. That means they rejected the punishment and that it will be a reality, resurrected from being dead, being put in the sand. How will this be? So they all, the kuffar, this is what is mentioned in this particular surah as well. Followed by that is the people which is mentioned. And if you want a briefing on this, you can go to Safwatul Tafasir. And that is by Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimullah. He states there that this place where when we speak about the people of the village of Al-Qarya, where is this year? So this year is called, and they've said this is Antakya. Antakya. So these are the people who rejected their message. When we come to those verses, we will tell you whether those messengers were actually prophets or were they actually messengers or messengers of the messengers. That will all come to there. Now, if you see in that particular lesson, in there, it serves as a lesson and as well as a warning to those people who reject wahi. Comes part and parcel of that particular incident is Habib Najjar. He was a carpenter. And he then, remember, he was a non-Muslim. And then because he was one who accepted the message of the messengers. And how did he do this? This is a whole, we're going to speak all about that as well. How that conviction became so firm within him. Then Allah Azza wa Jal placed him in Jannah. Quran Sharif speaks about this here. We're going to come to all of that. And no respite was given to the rejectors, but destruction was their end. And that you can see in kanat illa sayhatan wahidatan fa idha hum khamidun. One scream, and they were extinguished. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need to send mighty bombs and military weapons down to destroy a nation. One scream. We'll come to that as we get there. Allah Azza wa Jal then presents proofs of his oneness. The barren land comes to life. How this all happens? Imagine back then, Already Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was educated with regards to all of this here. The night, how the night becomes or takes over the bright day. You see now it's daytime and then all of a sudden darkness and vice versa. The bright sun rotates by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moon has its changes. The ship and its functions. Qiyamah, the trumpet, resurrection. From Qubur, Jannah, Jahannam, separation between the sinners and the Mujrimeen. These are all the themes that are mentioned here. Fortunate those who go to Jannatul Firdaus and Rawdatul Na'im, and the unfortunate, those who are the wretched, accursed souls, they will be in the depths of Jahannam. And the surah then ends off with the subject of resurrection and compensation, either rewards or sin. At the end of the day, what do you want to know? You want to know, did I pass or did I fail? Go and see how many people failed this last, about approximately 13 people. Their names didn't come in the newspaper. This, you are breaking an individual, scarring a person for life. This is your matric certificates and the rest. What if the person really didn't have the capabilities? And is he a failure now in life? Well, Islam comes to empower such people. And we know so many people who are dropouts, but Allah granted them such businesses today, like those whom their qualifications haven't served. They told us ourselves, you will never do well. You'll never, if you don't do matric, you don't study degree, this, that, where are you going to go in life, this, that, the other, the rest. When I came here, they didn't ask me if I have a matric. They did not ask me if I had a degree. Allah Azza wa Jalla made it such that we have it. But I'm saying that then too, it didn't be like, oh, because we got a degree, now we got a job. That's something that you and your strange beliefs. We have verses in the Quran Sharif that even without a degree, if you are focused and you are determined, you can earn without even a degree. And those verses will present to you at some other occasion. If you want, quickly, Surah At-Talaq. And if you see Surah At-Talaq at the end of verse number 2 into verse number 3, this is all that is there. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. My granny didn't have no degree. She taught me this verse. She said, come here, Zaid, let me show you. You see these verses. She showed me in the Quran Sharif. And she said, these verses here, you read it, you'll read it 7 times every morning. You'll never ever suffer from poverty. And I used to look at that and wonder and ponder that never did I ever witness your wallet, which she used to let me keep, was ever empty. But never had a job. Never had a job. Money used to come in from where and where and where and where, from sources really that she and I both didn't know. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.